Today's Amud is Yevamos Tesamen Aleph. We're holding on Chesam Abayz, four lines from the bottom, the end of the line, V'Rebbe Hayolam. So after all the dust has settled, it comes out that there's a machlaikis between Rebbe and the other Tanaim, who for our purpose we'll call the Rabbanon, a machlaikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanon as to the makar for the din of our Mishnah, that an erva, a tzaris erva, is pata from Yibam. According to the Rabbanon, it's from Aleha, from Litzror. So that's how we know that a tzaras erva is pater, and that an erva is pater, even when there's yibum, that they're all pater from yibum. It's all learned out from Litzra and from Aleha. However, according to Rebbe learned it out from Ulakacha, from Yivma. That was Rebbe's makar. Perhaps the erva herself doesn't need a pasuk. Perhaps it does, just a tzaras erva. But that was Rebbe's makar for the din of our Mishnah, is from the extra hay of Ulakacha and from the extra hay of Yivma. So now, the question is going to be, so now what do the Rabbanan do with Rabbi's Pasuk? What do they do with the extra haze? And what does Rebbe do with the Rabbanan's Pasuk? What does Rebbe darshan from Aleha? So already, the previous sugya, we discussed what the Rabbanan darshan from Ulakacha and from Vyivma. We said what they darshan from the extra hay. Now picks up the Gemara, and the Gemara says, V'Rebbe hay Aleha my Avidle. Now the tables have turned to Rebbe. That Rebbe, who learns out the Patur of Yibam from Ulakacha, from Vyivma, so what is Rebbe darshan from Aleha? What does he use Aleha for? That which the Torah says, the extra word, Aleha, by Achis Isha. It says that a person's allowed to marry his wife's sister, Aleha Bechayeha, the extra word Aleha. What is Rebbe darshan from this extra word of Aleha that it says in the parasha of the Arayas? So says the Gemara Mibayle Lechatatanya, he uses it for that which we learned in the Braisa. Now before we learn the Braisa, it's kedai to mention the background of the Braisa outside. So the basic idea is like this. The Braisa is going to discuss the chiyuv of a karban chatos. And really when it comes to a karban chatos, so the general rule is that a person brings a chatos on something that's zdeina kares. Something that if a person did it b'mezid, he'd be chayiv kares. It's the type of navera that the Torah says that if you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv kares. So then the halacha is if you do it b'shoigig, you're chayiv a chatos. Now there are many different types of karban chatos. There's really four, we can break it down to four different categories of a karban chatos. Three of them that apply to a yachid, and one that applies to a tzibur. The three that apply to a yachid are, first of all, a regular karban chatas. The standard karban chatas. A person doesn't have era. A person is b'shoigig mechal Shabbos. Shabbos is something that's b'mezid chayiv karis. So b'shoigig is chayiv chatas. That's the lacha for yachid. That's the classic karban chatas. A yachid has nevera b'shoigig. That's daina karis. So then the lacha is that he brings a karban chatas. Now, what animal does he bring for the karban chatas? And really, it's kedai to write this down to have it organized before we go weiter. That a yachid who's chayiv a karban chatas, a yachid, he brings a kisva or a se'ira. He brings a female animal, either a kisva, which is a female sheep, or a se'ira, a female goat. That's the karban chatas of a yachid. Now, if the yachid is the nasi, so then the halacha is, a nasi, kasher nasi nat yechta, when the nasi does a sin, so then he doesn't bring a female animal, he actually brings a zachar, he brings a sayer. Now the kesev, dafka, a sayer, he brings a male goat. So a yachid, a standard yachid, brings a female, either a kisba or a seira, a female sheep or goat. The nasi, even though he's a yachid, the nasi has a special karbon, he brings a sayer, he brings a zachar, he brings a sayer, a male goat. If the yachid is the kohen gadol who will, sometimes we'll refer to him as the kohen mashiach, the kohen that was anointed with the shemen hamishcha, that's why it's called the kohen mashuach or the kohen mashiach. So if it's the kohen gadol who he does an avera that b'mezid is chayiv kares and he does it b'shoigeg, so then he brings a special carbon, it's called the par kayin mashuach, he brings a par, not a sayer, not a kasem, not a seira, not a kisba, he brings a par, he brings a cow. That's the carbon for the kayin gadol. So those are the three different types of yechidim who bring a carbon chatos. Is the standard yachid brings a kisba or a seira, the nasi, he brings a sayer, and the kayin gadol, he brings the par kayin mashuach. There's a fourth type of a chatas, and that's when Bez Din HaGadol, they issue a mistaken psak, and because of their mistaken psak, Rav of Klal Yisrael do an Avera B'Shoigeng, that B'Meizah would have been Chayiv Kares. They do it B'Shoigeng, they thought they were doing the right thing. Bez Din gave them the wrong psak. So instead of each individual bringing a carbon chatas, Be'etzem, each individual should bring a carbon chatas. Each individual was over on an Avera B'Shoigeg, so each individual should bring a Kisbo or a Seira, or maybe if one of them is the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi, so he'll bring the power, or he'll bring the Sayer, the power of the Kohen Gadol, or the Sayer of the Nasi. But no, when Rav of Klai Yisrael do an Avera, we don't have them split into Yechidim, that each Yachid brings their own carbon chatas. Rather, Bez Din brings one joint, or each shevet brings one joint carbon, and that's called the par helem davar shel tzibur. It's also a par, just like the carbon chatas of the kohen gadol, but this is a carbon that's brought by the tzibur. It's the par helem davar shel tzibur. When the whole tzibur was helem davar, they didn't realize a chet, and it's the type of avera that's daina kares, that b'meiza would have been chayev kares. So then they bring a par. So there's the three yechidim who bring a chatas, and then there's this carbon chatas of the bezdin, the par helem davar. Now that's all when it comes to any avera in the Torah that's daina kares, if they do it b'shoigeg. So that's the halacha, depending on if he's a yachid, a kohen gadol, the nasi, or the tzibur, that's the carbon that he brings. The things change though if the avera that they did was avodah zara. If the avera that they did was avodah zara, and avodah zara b'meizah this chayiv kares, and they do it in a way that it's a certain type of an avodah zara, that b'meizah they would have been chayiv kares, and they do it b'shoigeg, so then the karbanos change. So then when it comes to the yachid means the yachid, the nasi, or the kohen gadol, any type of yachid, when the yachid, if the avera that he did b'shoigeg was an avera of avodah zara, that b'meizah would have been chayiv kares, and he did it b'shoigeg, so then the halacha is he brings dafka a seira, a female goat, not a sa'ir like the nasi normally brings, not the par that the kohen gadol normally brings, not the seira or kisba that the yachid normally brings. It has to be dafga, a seira, a female goat. That's the halacha of a yachid who does naver b'shoigeg when it's avodah zara. When it's the Bez Din HaGadol who does Navera, and it's Avodah Zara. So again, when it's not Avodah Zara, the Bez Din HaGadol brings or each Shevet brings the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. However, if the Chet that they gave the mistaken psak on was the Chet of Avodah Zara, that b'meizah would have been Chayiv Kares, and they did it b'shoigeg, so then they actually bring two animals. They bring a Par as an Ayla, instead of the Par Chatas that they normally bring, they bring a Par as an Ayla, and then they bring a Sayer as a Chatas. Par That's the general rundown. That's the basic background for all karbanos chatais. Now says the Gemara like this. So we want to know, what does Rebbe use Aleha for? Rebbe who learns out the Patur from Ibam, from Ulakacha, from Ivivma. So what does Rebbe use Aleha for? This extra word Aleha that it says in the parasha of the Arayas. Arayas. So says the Gemara, Mibayle Lechadetanya. Rebbe uses it for the drasha that we learned about in the Braisa. The Braisa says like this. The Braisa says that Ein Chayavin Bezdin, Ela Al Davar Shazdoinoi Kares Ushkagasoi Chatas. Bez Din is only chayiv the par helem davar shel tzibur if the avera that they did is something that b'meizah is chayiv kares, and they did it in a way that b'shoigeg it's now chayiv achatos. So when it's Bez Din that did the avera, they gave a mistaken psak, so then they bring the par helem davar shel tzibur. V'chein ha-mashiach, also when it comes to the Mashiach, referring to the Kohen Gadol who's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, so he doesn't bring his special carbon, he doesn't bring his par as the chatos, unless it's Navera, that's Daina Kares, Ushkagasai Chatas, that if he did it b'meizah, it's Chayiv Kares, so now b'shoigeg it's Chayiv Chatas, and he brings his special par Kayim Meshuach. When it comes to the tzibur and the Bez Din HaGadol, they give a mistaken psak when it's something related to Avodah Zarah. So we said that the carbon that they bring is a par l'ayla and a sayer l'chatas. They only bring that ela al davar shechayavin al zdenei kares ushkagasei chatas. They only bring it on the type of an avera that b'meizit it's chayiv kares and shoigig now it's chayiv achatas. So then the Bez Din HaGadol or each shevet, they bring a special carbon, a par l'ayla and a sayer l'chatas. So that's the one braisa. Utana nami. Now we also learned in the Mishnah more details about the Karban Chatos, that kol mitzvah shebetayra, any aveiro, any mitzvah in the Torah, any chiv in the Torah, shechayav in al zdoinei kareis v'ashgagas lechatos, that your chayv, if you do it b'mezid, your chayv kareis, and so now your chayv chatos if you do it b'shoigig. So the halacha is yachid maybe kizba oisira. A yachid, a standard yachid, like we spoke out, he brings either a female sheep or a female goat, a kisba or a seira. Nasi may be sire. However, if the yachid is a nasi, so then he brings a male goat, he brings a sire. And if the yachid is a mashiach, if he's the kain mashiach, if he's the kain gadol, he was anointed with the shaman amishcha, a bezdin, or if he's the bezdin, if it's not a yachid, if it's the bezdin who gave a mistaken psak, so then mevi and par, both the kain mashiach and also the bezdin, the par ham davar shal tzibur, and the par kain mashiach, they both bring a par when it's an aveira that bezdina is kares and shkaga is chatas. However, if the Aveira that was transgressed was an Isser of Avodah Zarah, so then Yachid Nasi Mashiach, so then any sort of Yachid, whether it's a standard Yachid, whether it's the Nasi, or whether it's the Kain Gadol, so then they're Mevi and Seira, they bring Dafka, a female goat, whereas the Tzibur, meaning the Par Helm Davar Shal Tzibur, it's that no longer becomes a Par, rather they're Mevi and Par Visayer, they bring a Par and a Sire. The Par is brought as an and the sire is brought as a chatas. But that's only if they do an isra of a dezara, that zdaina is kare, so then the shoigig is a chatas, they bring this special carbon, the yechidim bring their special carbon, the sira, and the bezdim, they bring their special carbon, the par and the sire. Now Rashi points out that not every time a person does a dezara is a zdaina kare. There is certain actions of a dezara that don't carry kare, such as hugging or kissing the a dezara, that would not warrant kare, which mamel would mean it doesn't warrant a carbon chatas, but otherwise standard services of Avodah Zarah, any sort of hakrava or bowing to the Avodah Zarah, so that's chayiv kares when done b'mezid, so if it's done b'shoigig, so then it's chayiv achatas, and each one kefi mashahu, the yachid, the nasi, or the makayin gadol, they bring the sira, and the bezdin gadol, if they make a mistake, so then the tzibra, they bring the par and the sire. Now says the Gemara, Minani Mili. Now what's the makar for all these halachis? Now says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanan, from that which we learned in the Braisa, and this is where we're going to come on to Aleha, this is where we're going to answer our question of what Rabbi uses Aleha for. Says the Braisa like this. The Pasuk says regarding the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it says, V'naida achatas asher chatu Aleha. It says this word Aleha. It says by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it mentions the word Aleha. Now, Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi said like this, that Nemer Kan Aleha, it says over here by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it says the word Aleha, the Nemer Lahalan Aleha, and it also says over there, what's over there? By Ochis Isha, by the Parish of Arias, it says Aleha, it says Aleha Bechayeha. So, Ma Lahalan Davar Shechayavin Azdainai Karis Vashkagasi Chatos, just like over there, the Aleha that it says by Ochis Isha. Ochis Isha, it says Venechersu, it says that everyone, all the Arias, the Chayiv Karis, so it's something that if you do it, B'mezid, your Chayiv Karis, and B'shoigigi, your chayiv achatos. So af also when it comes to the parham davar shel tzibur af kan davar shechayavin al zdonei kares v'al shegagas achatos, that which the tzibur they bring the parham davar shel tzibur, it's brought for specifically for something that it's zdonei kares and shegagas achatos. That's when you have the parham davar shel tzibur. So we wanted to know what's the makar that the parham davar shel tzibur is only brought on an avera that's zdonei kares and shegagas achatos. Now we know that the makar is from Aleha. The makar is because from in the parasha of Parham Davar Shel Tzibur it says Aleha, which is also a word it uses by Achis Isha. Over there it's Dainai Kares Ushkagas Echatas. So we darshan also the chiv of the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur is specifically by something which is Dainai Kares Ushkagas Echatas. So now we already finished really the answer to our question. We wanted to know what does Rabbi do with Aleha? He uses it for this drasha. However, once we started with all of this and we want to know what's the makar for all these different halachos, so the Gemara finishes and brings the rest of the braisa and the rest of all this whole sugya explaining what's the makar for all of these halachos. So says the Gemara like this, says the braisa, that Ashkechan Tzibur. So now we have a makar that the Tzibur, when they do a chet, that's doing a karis ushkagas echatos, that's when they bring the par helm davar shel Tzibur. But Mashiach minalan, how do we know that the par Mashiach? How do we know that that's also dafka brought for something which is dainai kares ushkagas echatos? So says the Gemara dechsev, because it says by the kain Mashiach, the Chassid B'Mashiach, it says, L'ashmas Ha'am. It describes his Avera as being an Ashmas Ha'am, an Avera of the people. So, Hare Mashiach Kitzibur. So from there we learn out that the carbon of the Mashiach of the Kohen Gadol, he's treated like the carbon of the Tzibur of the Am. So just like the carbon of the Tzibur, the Parhalim Davar Shal Tzibur, we already proved that that's dafka by something which is Dainai Kareis Ushkagase Chatas. So too, the Par Kohen Mashiach, that's also brought dafka by something which is Dainai Kareis Ushkagase Chatas. Fine. So now we prove the halacha for the Halim Davar Shal Tzibur. We proved the halacha for the Kohen Mashiach. What about the Yachid and the Nasi? So says the Gemara that Yachid v'Nasi Asya Mitzvais Mitzvais. So there we have a Gzeira Shava of Mitzvais Mitzvais. It says Mitzvais by the Par Halim Davar Shal Tzibur, and it also says Mitzvais both by the Parsha of Nasi and by the Parsha of the Karban Chatas of Yachid. So Mamelu, we could darshan and we can learn out from the Par Halim Davar Shal Tzibur that just like over there it's Dafka by Zdenei Karis Ushkagasei Chatas, so too the Parsha of Chatas that's said by the Nasi and the regular Parsha of Chatas that's said by a Yachid, it's dafka by something which is Dainai Kareis, that's when they bring B'shoigig, they bring this Chatos that the Torah describes. Now that's all by a regular Avera. But then the Brisa said that by Avodas Kechavim, so they're also, they only bring their special carbon, the Yachid or the Tzibur, they only bring their special carbon, we're quoting now the Brisa that we mentioned before, they only bring their special carbon if they do an Avera, it's that type of Avodah Zarah that b'meiz it is Chayiv Kari, so now b'shoigig it's Chayiv Achatas. So what's the makar for the Anhalacha? What's the makar that when it's Avodah Zarah, when the Torah gave us the special karbanis for a tzibur or a yachid, when he does a chet of avodah zarah b'shoigeg, what's the makar that's dafka by something which is doinei kares and shkagas lechatas? So says the Gemara like this: that tzibur by avodah kechavim yalaf me'ene. The fact that the tzibur only brings their special avodah zarah karban, they only bring their parent sayer par le'ayla v'sayer lechatas. The fact that they only bring that if they do an avera, that's doinei kares. So that we learn now from Me'ene Me'ene. It says Me'ene by the regular Halim Davar Shal Tzibur, and it also says Me'ene by the Halim Davar Shal Tzibur that has to do with Avodah Zarah. So just like the Halim Davar Shal Tzibur, the classic Halim Davar Shal Tzibur, it's dafka by something which is Dainai Kareis Ushkagasei Chatos, so too the Halim Davar Shal Tzibur that has to do with Avodah Zarah, where the Tzibur brings the par and the sayer, that's also dafka if it's the type of Avodah Zarah that they were ivor on, is something which is Chayiv Kareis had they done it. So that's the makar for a tzibur. Yachid Nasi Mashiach. What about what? Where's the makar for a Yachid Nasi Mashiach? That their special carbon that they bring, if they do avodah zarah b'shoigeg, that they bring the seira. What's the makar that's dafka by avodah zarah that's transgressed when it's in a way that b'meizid would have been chayiv kares? So says the Gemara. That's learned out from the pasuk which says ve'im nefesh achas. So first of all, from the fact that it says nefesh achas, one soul that does a shaygig, so we darshan from there, anybody who's one soul, echad yachid, vechad nasi, vechad mashiach, any sort of individual, whether it's the individual, whether it's the nasi individual, whether it's the kain gadol individual, they all have b'mashmo, they all have the same carbon when it's avodah zarah related. And then how do we know that it's dafka when it's dainai kares? Because it's written right after the parsha of the par halim davar shel tzibur of avodah zarah. And then it says v'im nefesh achas, if an individual does an avera, and there's a vav there, v'im nefesh achas. So vav ma'isef alinyan rishon v'yilmei tachtein mina elyon. So vav connects the two parshas, and we can learn out one from the other. And we could say that just like the tzibur, they only bring their carbon, they only bring their special carbon, the parla la'ila, the sayer lachatas. They only bring that special carbon when they do an isra of avodah zarah that's done ikaris. So too all these yechidim, the yachid, the nasi, the mashiach, when they do their avera and they bring the special avodah zarah carbon, it's only if they do it in an avodah isra of avodah zarah that is done ikaris. So that's all, but this was all brought down because we wanted to say that we had a kasha. What does Rebbe do with Aleha? So now we figured out what Rebbe does with Aleha. Rebbe uses it as part of the drasha to figure out the halacha of the Karban Chatas. Now the question now is, it says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan Ha'isvarim Inalehu. According to the Rabbanan, that they use Aleha for the Isra of Yibum by an Erva, by Tzaras Erva, they use Aleha already for Yibum, for the Lachis of Yibum. So V'Rabbanan So where do the Rabbana know all these different requirements of the Karbanos? We said, we learned that from Aleha Aleha, that that's how we know that the Halam Davar Shel Tzibur is only brought on an Aveira that's Dainai Karis. But if Rabbanan already used Aleha for something else, so Aleha isn't available to make this drasha. So where do the Rabbana know this halacha from? That a person is only chai of these special chatois, he's only chai of a chatos, if he does an Aveira that's Dainai Karis? So says the Gemara of Rabbanan Haisvar Minaluhu. Where do they know it from? Says the Gemara, Nafkaluhu Midamakri Le Rabbi Yeshua Lebrei. They learned it out from that which Rabbi Yeshua taught his son. He saw the son the following parasha. The pasuk says, by a yachid who does an iser of Avodah Zarah B'Shaygeg, it says, Torah achas yel lechem lo'isa b'shkaga. There's one parasha, one Torah, for anybody who does an Avera b'shkaga. V'nefesh asher tase b'yad rama, a person who does an iser of Avodah Zarah. So it speaks about a nefesh, an individual who does an iser of Avodah Zarah. So, but we learn from here that huksha kol ha-Torah kula l'avodis kechavim. From the fact that it says, Torah achas yel lechem, there's going to be one parasha for everyone who does a shaygig. So we learn from here that huksha kol atayra kula l'avodis kochavim. All shaygigs are connected and learnt out from avodah zara. Ma avodis kochavim davar shachayav and alzdenei kareis v'ashkagasei chatos. Just like the parasha of Avodah Zarah. It's discussing in Avera that if he did it b'mezid, he'd be chayev kares. And the Torah says that if he does it b'shoigig, so now he's chayev achatos. So too, every Avera in the Torah says the Gemara that so too, av kol davar shechayavin al zdenei kares v'ashkagasei chatos. So too, we learn out from Avodah Zarah that any Avera in the Torah, that if you're chayev kares, if you do it b'mezid, so if you do it b'shoigig, then you're only chayev achatos. That's where the Rabbana know this halacha from. That the chatas is brought for something which is donei kares, the Rabbanan learn it out from this parsha of Avodah Zarah, from the fact that the Torah says Torah achas. However, ask the Gemara, that Ashkechan yachid v'nasi u'mashiach bein b'avodis kochavim bein b'shar mitzvahs. So this is a makar, the Torah achas, that every halacha, every shaygig is the same, but it only could teach us about a yachid, because this pasuk is describing a yachid. V'hanefesh asher taseh b'yad rama. It's describing a yachid. So we can learn from here a yachid, we can learn from here a Nasi, we can learn from here a Mashiach, we can learn from here any of the Yechidim when they bring a Karban Chatos, so they only bring it on something which is Dainai Kares. And it doesn't matter if it's an Avodah Zarah Aveira, not Avodah Zarah Aveira, that's always going to be the Halacha. Fine, that, yes, you can learn out from this Halacha of Torah Achas, from this Hekesh. Great. But however, ask the Gemara, but Tzibur b'Avodis Kechavim Minayin. But how do we know that the Tzibur, really we're going to ask this Kasha both, whether on the Tzibur that does Avodis Kechavim, or on the Tzibur that does any other Avera. But where do we know the halacha of Tzibur from? The Gemara is going to be focusing on Avodah Zarah first, but where do we know the halacha of a Tzibur that they only bring their karbon, the par helm davar shel Tzibur, or by Avodah Zarah they bring the par and the sayer? Where do we know it from that they only bring that karbon if the shaygig that they did is something that it's doinei kares, and if they did it b'mezid, it would have been chayiv kares? So by Avodah Zkechavim, says the Gemara, it's because Amar Krad the Torah says, v'im nefesh, because it links together the parish of the Yechidim to the parasha of the Helam Davar Shel Tzibur when they do an Avodah Zarah. So, being that it's linked to the Yachid that does Avodah Zarah, the Tzibur that does Avodah Zarah is linked to the Yachid that does Avodah Zarah, because it says, V'im Nefesh, the Yilmud El Yomit Achton, so we can learn out one from the other, and we already proved that the Yachid, we learned from Torah Achas, that the Yachid who does an Isra of Avodah Zarah, he only brings a special carbon if it's Dainai Karis. So to the Tzibur who does Avodah Zarah, they only bring their special carbon if they do an Avera that's Dainai Kares. El Tzibur b'shar mitzvahs min Allah, and so fine. So that's a makar for a Tzibur that does Avodah Zarah. But what about the Tzibur that does a different Avera, something that's not Avodah Zarah related? How do we know that they bring the par halom davar shel Tzibur is dafka for something which is Dainai Kares? So says the Gemara, Yalav me'ene me'ene, because it says me'ene by the halom davar shel Tzibur regular, and it says me'ene from the halom davar shel Tzibur of Avodah Zkechavim. So we could darshan one from the other, that just like by the halom davar davar shel tzibur when they do avodah zarah. We just now darshaned from ve'im nefesh that it's dafka by something which is done ekares. So to the regular, the standard helam davar shel tzibur by shar mitzvahs, that's also only by something which is done ekares. So that's where the rabbanon we'll learn this halacha from. So the Rebbe uses aleha to teach us this halacha, all these different halachas of the Karban Chatas, and the Rabbanan, they say that no, aleha is already used up. Instead, you learn it from Torah Achas. From Torah Achas, that which it says by the parasha of Avodah Zarah, Torah Achas, the Rabbanan learn from Torah Achas all of these different halachas. I mean, there's other details, so from Im Nefesh and Me'ene Me'ene, but it all starts from Torah Achas. It says the Gemara now, V'Rebbe hai Teira Achas my Avilei. So what does Rebbe learn from Teira Achas? If Rebbe was not going to use Teira Achas to teach us these halachas, Rebbe already uses the Aleha for that. So what does Rebbe learn from Teira Achas? Says the Gemara, Mi Baile L'Chedetanya. Rebbe uses Teira Achas for the following that we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says like this, L'fi shemetzinu shechalak ha-kasov bein yechidim l'merubim. We find that there's a difference the way the Torah treats a yachid who does avodah zarah and a rabbim. We don't mean the rabbim like the helam davar shel tzibur rabbim. Here the Gemara, when it says rabbim, is referring to just a large amount of people, a city of people. There's a difference between the way the Torah treats an individual who does avodah zarah versus the way the Torah treats a city that does avodah zarah. Yechidim beskila. When it comes to a yachid who does avodah zarah, so he's chayiv misa. The misa that he's chayiv is skila. The fichach mamainan palat. But I guess because we give him such a chamer misa, so we're lenient with his money and the misa, all of his possessions, we say could go to his yarshim. His possessions are saved. We don't say you have to destroy it. He himself, we give him skila. But his possessions are palat. They're saved. His yarshim are allowed to take his money. However, when it comes to merubin, when it comes to a city that does avodah zarah, when it comes to a large amount of people that do avodah zarah, so then besayif, their misa is more kal. They don't get skila. They only get sayif. They get killed by the sword. And lefichach, but because they have a more kal misa, we find that the Torah gave a more strict punishment with their money. And mamoinan avad, their money has to get lost. It doesn't go to their yarshim. So we find that the Torah differentiated between an individual who does avodah zarah and a rabbim, a city of people that do avodah zarah. So because we find that the Torah differentiated between these two parshias, so yachol nachleik bekarban ayseyan, so I might think, Zakt Rabbi, that I might have thought that also their karbanah should be different, meaning that a city who does avodah zarah, we know what the chiyav is for a yachid who does avodah zarah, that's explicit in the Torah, he brings the seira. But the thing is that you might have thought that when a city does avodah zarah and they do it b'shoigeg, so maybe their carbon is going to be unique. Maybe they're going to bring some sort of unique carbon that you don't find anywhere else. Tamalaymar, then no. Torah achas yelachem. Zat Rabbi, that's what Rabbi does with Torah achas. He learns that from Torah achas, that no, it's one Torah. It doesn't matter if it's a yachid mamish who does avodah zarah. It doesn't matter if it's a city of people who do avodah zarah. Whatever the case is, when it's done b'shoigeg, so it's one Torah, it's one carbon, they all bring the same carbon, the same Seira. And we don't say that the rabbim, that the city is going to bring a different carbon. So that's what Rebbe does with Torah Achas. So we finished now going with the back and forth. Now the Gemara just has a side kasha on Rebbe. The maskafa Rebbe Chilkia. Maskafa Rebbe Chilkia Me'agrunia. Rebbe Chilkia Me'agrunia asked the kasha on what we just said. He said it comes out, according to what we're saying, that Taima, the reason why the city who does avodah zarah, that they bring the typical seira like a regular yachid, the makar that the city also brings the seira, is the cause of Rachmana Taira Achas Yelachem. We're learning that now from that which the Taira says, Taira Achas Yelachem, that they have one carbon. Halav hachi, it's mashma that without this drasha, so hava mina nachlik. So I would have said that the city who does avodah zarah, even though they're not mamisha tzibur, it's not going to be chayv the din of the tzibur who does avodah zarah, but I might have thought that they bring some sort of unique carbon, not the carbon of a yachid and not the carbon of anyone else, some sort of unique carbon. It's its own parsha, so maybe they should bring some sort of unique carbon. That's what's mashma from what we just said, that without the drasha, I would have said that a city of people who do avodah zarah, they're going to bring some sort of unique carbon. So now I ask the Gemara, my laisu, according to this havamina, what were they going to bring? Laisu par, they're going to bring a par. That par is not unique. Tzibur b'shar mitzvahs u'demaisu. Par helm davar shel tzibur. That's a classic carbon that the tzibur brings. If they do an avera that's not related to avodah zarah, they bring the par helm davar shel tzibur. So what carbon is this city going to bring? Kispa? You're going to tell me they're going to bring a kispa? Kispa is not a unique carbon. Yachid b'shar mitzvah su demaisi. That's a standard carbon chatos. A yachid who does a aveira b'shoigi that's done a kares. So he brings a se'ira or a kispa. So a kispa is a very classic carbon. That's not something unique. So what are they going to bring? Sa'ir. You're going to tell me they're going to bring a male goat? A male goat, a sawyer, that's not unique. Nasi b'shar mitzvah su demaisi. A nasi who does a non-avadizara related aveira that's done a kares. So he's chayav chatas, he brings a sawyer. So a sawyer is not unique. Par lo ailo sawyer lechatas. So you'll tell me that the city would have brought, without the drasha, I would have said that the city should bring a par lo ailo and a sawyer as a chatas. That's not unique. Tzibur b'avadizka chavavu demaisi. That's what a tzibur brings when they do avadizara. They bring exactly that, a par lo ailo sawyer lechatas. So what was the Havamina? What's this whole drasha? We have a whole drasha that the city of people who do have a desara, they don't have unique carbon. They bring the regular carbon. What was this unique carbon? Ve'alamai si'ira. You're going to tell me it was a female goat? Yachinami ainu carbonite. That's the classic carbon chatos. Is a si'ira or a kispa? So what was this unique carbon that we had a havamina that the city would be bringing? Now, Tosis points out, so much fair the Gemara, the Maisa, that there are other animals that we could have said, but for whatever reason, the Gemara doesn't say that. Says the Gemara instead, you know what the Havamina was? It's Trich, you need the Drasha. You need the Drasha of Teir Achas that the city, that they bring the classic carbon chatas of a Yachid, and that they don't bring a unique carbon, because what unique carbon would they have brought? Sal Kudai de Chamina, I would have thought to say, Hoyl Vitzibur Bahira, Maisu Parloilu, Sarah the Chatas, since a Tzibur Mamish, Rive of Klai Yisra, when they do an Isra of a Nizara Bishoige, so they bring a Par as an Ayla and a Sayer as a Chatas, so in Hunami Nesu Ipcha. So this city of people, they're not mamish tzibur, but a city of people, they should also bring a par and a sayer, but it'll be the opposite. They'll bring the par as the chatos and the sayer as the oila. That's what I would have had a havamina to say. Inami, or a different pshat, the havamina without Taira Achas is that the city of people who do have a zara, I would have said sarach ve'in le'takana, that they need to bring a unique carbon, and there's no unique carbon to be brought, because all the carbonis are already taken. Each one has its place. So and therefore, a city who does have a desire b'shaygig, they won't be able to bring a carbon. They won't be able to get kapara. Kamash malan. That's why the Torah says that no, Torah achas, that the city of people who do have a desire is treated in the exact same way of a yachid who does have a desire. That's all learned out from Torah achas. But al-Kapanam, we brought all this because we wanted to know what Rebbe did with Aleah. So what does Rebbe do with Aleah? That we said Rebbe uses it to teach us the halachis, that a person's only chayiv achatos if he does something which is doinei kares, and that's learned out from Aleha, from the parish of Arias. We said, what did the Rabbanan, where did the Rabbanan know it from? The Rabbanan who used Aleha for Yibam, so where do they know this halacha from? They learn it out from Torah Achas, and then we want to know, so what does Rebbe learn from Torah Achas? Rebbe learns from Torah Achas the fact that a city of people who do have a Nizara, that they're treated exactly like a Yachid. What was the Havamina? Why do I need the Drasha? What carbon that was unique would they have brought if not for Torah Achas? So the Gemara gave two terutzim for that.